producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, Barack Obama, famously, when he was the community organizer, he used to have long hair. This is satire, folks, for the New York Times says it's real. And, you know, he ran into a guy trying to break into one of the community centers, and he wanted to just show him the power of the Democratic Party. And so they had one of the staffers, you know, just come on down to bring him a cup of coffee. And this is when Barack Obama, you know, just was talking to one of his staffers inside, hidden video. Here it is.
He killed my mother. He killed my father. He killed my people. You took my father's sword.
He took the guns. Oh.
It must have been when I was younger. There was a time, boy, when I searched for steel. And steel meant more to me than gold or jewels.
The rebel of steel.
Ah, you know it.
Yes. You know what it is, don't you, boy? Shall I tell you? It's the least I can do. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. Look around you. There, on the rocks, a beautiful girl.
Come give me my child.
Come to me with Obamacare, fluoride water, vaccines. Ah, I love you, Ibril.
That is power.
That is strength, boy. That is power. The strength and power of flesh.
That's right.
What is steel compared to the hand that wields it?
All right, let's go to Leanne. Leanne, I wanted to show Democratic Party Brainwashing Center. That's power they've got. We joke, though. I mean, we know fluoride's brain damaging. They admit it, but the liberals literally take it as a sacrament and then will quote Dr. Strangelove back at me and hiss at me and just run around celebrating their fluoride.
Right. Well, even if you show them the hazardous label that comes on hydrofluorosilicic acid, that it'll burn you, don't inhale it, it'll burn your eyes, burn your flesh, but it's okay to put in your drinking water, keep your teeth nice and sparkly.
Come to me, my child.
Well, in addition to, you know, drinking our filtered water here, we have also been loading up on the deep cleanse. We brought this with us especially because, you know, you just never know. We got to eat here. We have to drink here. So,
Leanne, you're glowing, too. You did your detox with deep cleanse, and it had a big effect. I know we're going to do an infomercial here, but you're sold on the products. Be honest, though, about Super Female Vitality. Does it work?
It absolutely works. Like I said, I had to kind of come down off it after I was single there, but I'm back on it.
Oh, well, a little racy there. Okay, all right. Leanne, I mean, about energy.
I'm back in the saddle, as they say.
Oh, my gosh. But I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Energy-wise, though, energy-wise, I mean, did it help you that way, exercise?
Absolutely. It helped me with energy. Like I said, I've been doing yoga now pretty much every single day. And the confidence, and that's really what it was for me. It was just like the confidence, the sexiness, and, you know, you just want to go out.
Well, that's what Shane Steiner said. It was the mood enhancer for him, just lifting weights. And that's what it does, folks. It is a mood enhancer with natural herbs. It's really strong. It's really serious. And it's not a game. InfoWarsLife.com is 15% off. It ends today. But getting past that in closing, what else are you going to have for us on the nightly news? What else have you discovered?
Well, we've got a lot of great footage coming your way, just so you can sort of see the real deal here with America, what's going on. We've talked to a few really very furious mothers. We felt like they were the ones who are really kind of getting things done here, a lot of angry people, and it's the moms who are able to say, why are you not allowing me to protect my children? And the state is basically coming on, and the media is coming on and telling them, it's perfectly fine, you just don't give your children hot baths, and it's 10 degrees outside. And they're telling them that they can't give their kids hot baths and things like that, like as if this is a solution. Meanwhile, they're...
Why don't they just drink it when they die? That's the freedom of life that the government gives them. Tulsa Doom said it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the solution that they're giving them, is that they're trying to force this city to shut down, basically. It's almost if they don't want to help you, we're going to poison you, it's time to clear out of here.
Well, I think that's what it's coming down to, and folks need to understand that's what the government's doing to them. Leanne, thank you so much. Great job, you and Mr. Zimmerman. Keep it up. Folks, David Knight's coming up. We'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back on to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, January 22nd, 2016. I'm David Knight here with a news wrap-up hour. Major story that perhaps you haven't seen. It was reported on Defense One. Not too many people have picked this up. Matt brought this in to me and said, look at this. Senate leader Mitch McConnell offers members a snow weekend surprise late Wednesday night. It even surprised Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn. He was unaware that McConnell had set up this. And what is it that he set up? When asked about it, he goes, he did set this up? Well, what he is setting up is an authorization for the use of military force. And you may say, well, we've already had that. Yeah, we had that in response to the 9/11 terrorist attack. They were supposed to.
By the way, I rarely do this. But you told me about this when I got off 5 minutes ago, and I'm going to let you continue. I'm going to be doing a Facebook mention to do my own breakdown on this after you're off. But this is really, really a big deal, and I began to read this. This is unprecedented everywhere in the world, including the U.S., and it gives the president the power. They'll spin it, oh, you're against the military. No, the military is what's been warning us about this power for Syria to help al-Qaeda, ISIS. But also the economic collapse, the snowstorm. And I'm not saying they're taking over before this becomes a new Jade Helm thing. I'm saying it's part of the process of just getting rid of all checks and balances. But it is a martial law takeover bill. It is unprecedented. And the minute I saw it, I realized that. This just broke a few hours ago. And then I went and noticed other people are already saying that. So that's what this is. Go ahead, David.
Absolutely. What's different about this authorization for the use of military force is now being put forward at the last minute by Mitch McConnell when all of Washington is being shut down with a snowstorm. And, of course, as I mentioned, it completely surprised the Senate Majority Whip, John Cornyn. He said, I hadn't heard anything about it. He goes, he did? He put this forward? What is it? What's different about this? Not only is it not a response to these specific 9/11 terrorist attacks, as they were using for that, this would remove any limits related to time or geography. Let me repeat that. This authorization for the use of military force would eliminate any restrictions on time or geography. It would remove any restrictions on the president's use of ground troops. Think about the NDAA. Think about when they put in there and said, we're going to say that we have the power to have the military indefinitely retain people without charges. Remember when Obama signed that on a New Year's Eve? I think it was in 2000. I think it was coming up in 2011. I think it was the 2012 NDAA. Nevertheless, it was a New Year's Eve that he did that. Everybody was concerned about it, that, and rightfully so. How do you have a situation where you've got the military can pick up anybody and hold them indefinitely, okay? Not only did Obama not get rid of Gitmo liberals, think about this. Not only did he not get rid of Gitmo, but he extended Gitmo to everyone. I said, we have this anywhere we can use the authorization for the use of military force. And they said, well, this is against any kind of terrorist attack. So that could, many people are saying, that could be construed as saying that you're at war here in the continental United States. That you could use this authorization for the use of military force against people in the United States because we've got a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism is global. It has no specific enemies, so it is eternal. And so it could be used against us. We all said that. We said, you're conspiracy theorists. They would never do that. So now we've got Mitch McConnell coming out and saying he's going to allow the president to use ground troops. There will not be any limits related to time or geography. Do you see how they're rolling this out? They say after months of worrying that such a resolution would tie the next president's hands, that's what he was saying anyway, Mitch McConnell moved to fast-track the measure and surprised even his top deputy who said, I wasn't aware he was doing this. He really did this? I didn't know about this. But, of course, it already has four Republican co-sponsors now. First in line, Lindsey Graham. Then Daniel Coates, Joni Ernst, and Orrin Hatch. There you go. Okay. Now, this was after the Obama administration had put forward last February a measure that would authorize the use of offensive ground combat operations. Of course, it's against ISIS, okay? We're going to go to Syria. We're going to put boots on the ground against ISIS. That would have ended 3 years after it was enacted, unless reauthorized. In other words, it had a sunset provision on it. It was specific. But now the Republicans come back, and they always want to one-up the military-industrial complex Democrats and say, no, we're going to remove the restrictions on time and geography. So be aware that we're going to be following that. Alex Jones will be recording a Facebook's mention on that. Also, this other article about what's going on in Congress. This is an article written by Bob Goodlatte and Orrin Hatch, a congressman and a senator. Of course, Orrin Hatch was the guy who just wants to authorize use of military force without restriction to geography or time. Nevertheless, they're saying, how do we protect Americans from accidentally breaking the law? Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? But why don't we ask this? How do we protect Americans from bureaucracies who are intentionally breaking the law? So the problem, there is a problem of Americans who are accidentally breaking the law and then get hit with draconian measures. They give a couple of examples. A 23-year-old man found a buried skull on a hunting trip in Alaska, and he turned it over to the U.S. Forest Service. Then he was charged by the U.S. Forest Service with removing an archaeological resource from public lands. Similarly, the parents of a young girl who saved a woodpecker from the family cat were fined for violating the Migratory Bird Act because it's a crime to take or to transport a woodpecker, even to save its life. See, that's the kind of mindless overreaction that we get from the bureaucracy. Why does that exist, you might ask? And that's not the question that this congressman and senator are asking. That's what I want them to ask. I want to also ask that if they're concerned about people that are being charged with criminal actions, fined, other things happening to them. What about people who are being who are having seizure laws applied to them? They're not found guilty. They're not even charged with anything. These people were at least charged with a bogus violation of a law. But the government takes things from people under the war on drugs without even charging them. They charge the house, or they charge your car, or they charge your airplane, and take your house, your car, or your airplane. This U.S. government versus Camaro, 1977 Camaro, whatever. Okay, you got a classic car. They take that. This is the issue, okay? We have to be concerned about a permanently entrenched bureaucracy. And that's when I look at what National Review is talking about. When they go after Trump and they spend an entire issue attacking Trump, I have to say, Trump is not the problem. He's not a politician. He's never done anything at this point. Now, they think he's going to be a problem if he gets elected. I understand that. But why don't they address the problems that are systemic right now? See, the conservatives don't want to do that. And it gets to the essence of why I do not call myself a conservative. Conservatives want to protect the status quo. I don't care about the status quo. I want the status quo ante, if you want to say, keep it in Latin. I want the status quo before we got to where we are now. I have lived in an America all of my life, and I'm pretty old now. I've lived in America all of my life where we have never even tried the Constitution. It's a great plan. We should try it sometime, hopefully in my lifetime. But we aren't going to try it as long as we have the GOP establishment fighting back, and that's essentially what's happening. They're striking back. It's like Darth Vader. We need to cue the theme song for Alex here, because when I saw that on National Review, I go, here they go again. They want to nail this down to the ground. And, of course, they have political stake in this. They are part of the establishment. That's why they don't want the establishment to change. This is an establishment media, establishment politicians who don't want things to change. Think about this. You know, you either lead, follow, or get out of the way. They don't want to identify the problems and lead us out of this. And when the American people identify the problems, they won't follow us. As a matter of fact, they lie to us about what they're going to do. When we say, yeah, hey, look, this is a problem. We want to elect you to fix this. Yeah, we'll do that. Just vote for us. And immediately they betray the GOP voters. And so now people are saying to them, get out of the way. Get out of the way. You're just useless and irrelevant. So what do? They push back against Trump in this editorial. And there's a lot to talk about with that. I don't think we've got time to get into that. I want to continue on with this, this idea that somehow this is a mistake that we need to correct, you know, that you have Americans who are accidentally breaking law and then this bureaucracy is coming down on them. That's what they really need to address. They say the failure of Congress to articulate a clear standard of criminal intention. They have a Latin term, mens rea, which means guilty mind, coupled with a dramatic expansion of the federal criminal code. Yeah, let's talk about that dramatic expansion. I reported on that a couple of weeks ago. At the end of the year, they pointed out there was over 81,000 pages added to the Federal Register in 1 year, a new record. But for the last several years, they've been adding 79,000, 80,000 pages of rules every year. These are the bureaucracies that are adding the rules. And just as you saw a couple of days ago, when we played those Park Service employees celebrating the fact that they take people's property and they always pay a lot less than it's due. So we're the bad guys. And they laughed about it. They didn't laugh about the fact that, oh, yeah, they think we're bad guys, but we're really good guys. No, they owned it. They owned it like Darth Vader. And they were pointing out that, when you have a situation like this, how do we get to a situation where the Congress says, well, you know, the problem is we've had a dramatic expansion of the federal criminal code. They've allowed that to happen. People like Orrin Hatch, who's been there forever, stepped aside and made Congress a rump organization. They basically do nothing except collect money and run for office. They don't exercise their legislative duty. We elected them so that we would not have legislation without representation, taxation without representation. And so now we've got a federal bureaucracy that does all that, and they come back and say, well, you know, sometimes people don't have criminal action, and we're locking them up and taking their property. Well, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you? Maybe we should have Congress write a law that would require Congress to write the laws instead of allowing the bureaucracies to do it so they can grow their empires. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi River, she's a
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. I want to get back to this Senate leader surprising lawmakers with a new ISIS war powers request. This is a huge story. Also, we've got some information about drones at the Super Bowl that I think you'll find interesting. Before I do, I want to let you know about the Survival Shield X2 and Super Male Vitality. Each of those are available for 15% off at ends today at InfoWarsLife.com. Today, you can still get each of those 15% off. It's not necessarily a package. You can buy each of those individually, 15% off one or the other. We have thousands of five-star reviews. Over 90% of the reviewers say they would recommend these products to a friend. Survival Shield X2 is one of those things, nascent iodine, one of those things you should have for your health, for other issues, too. I mean, it's like silver. People have used iodine in the past for disinfection, so we keep that around always. I also like to have the Super Male Vitality. I like to get my nutrients in a liquid form. I can take, instead of swallowing a whole slew of tablets like I used to in pills, I can put these things in a mixer in the morning and just chug it back real quickly, and that's what I like to do. I can take all this stuff very quickly, take it all at once. Again, 15% off Survival Shield X2 and Super Male Vitality. That sale ends today at InfoWars store, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as the Super Bowl is coming up in a few weeks, we have the FAA has announced that they're going to ban drones at the Super Bowl. Now, you would kind of expect that they would do that, but what is surprising is the fact that they would do this in such a large radius, a 37-mile radius. They're banning all flights of drones. Now, there's an inner core of 11.5-mile radius where the FAA has particularly advised you against flying. So, in other words, maybe they're going to shoot it down. Who knows what that's going to be about? But the point is this. As Popular Science talks about this and points out what's going on with this, they say the prohibition means that people miles and miles and miles away who want to simply fly their drones on a Sunday may be violating the law when they do. They might round you up like they did the Hammonds in Oregon when you're doing something innocuous and ordinary, charge you as being a terrorist. You think they would? We've seen this over and over again. We've seen a guy being charged with multiple felony violations because he released balloons on a beach for his sweetheart, helium balloons. They said, wait, this is a protected area for some sea tortoises or something. So that's a felony. Four felony charges on you. Now you can't have a gun. Whatever, okay? Now, when they're looking at these drones, maybe they ought to be concerned about their drones. The Washington Post pointed out yesterday there was a mysterious, actually 2 days ago, a mysterious surge in mishaps involving the Air Force's newest and most advanced killer hunter-killer drone, the Reaper. Okay, now, they've had 20 cases. This is an investigation done by the Washington Post because the Pentagon doesn't want to talk about this kind of stuff, okay? They want to keep this secret, just like Google likes to keep their car crashes secret. Don't talk about it. Didn't happen. It's somebody else's fault. It's not our fault, okay? And maybe it is somebody else's fault in this particular case. Maybe you've got some foreign power that is hacking their drones and making them crash to the ground. They've had 20 large Air Force drones destroyed or sustained at least $2 million in damage in accidents last year, the worst annual toll ever. And, of course, the Pentagon has shrouded the extent of the problem, kept details of most of the crashes a secret. And here's one of the details that I thought was interesting about these Reaper drones. These things are 2.5 tons. 2.5 tons. 3,000 pounds, size of a car. Now, think about the fact, because we were just talking about how the bureaucracies are out of control, how they're taking draconian measures against people who never even had a knowledge or an intent to break a law. These minor laws, they come in, they wreck your life, or they send you to prison as a terrorist. Here we have a situation, think about it, just before Christmas, we had the FAA coming in and saying, if you do not register your half-pound and up drone, then we will fine you just for not registering. If we see you flying it outside, regardless of what you do, you don't have to do anything criminal. If you go criminal, they're going to come after you. I think the penalty was 3 years and $250,000, I think, they could go up to. But you're not doing anything criminal. You're just flying it in your own backyard, a half-pound drone. You didn't register it with the FAA. They're going to come after you with a civil action, which means they don't have to charge you with a crime and find you guilty, a civil action, $27,500. But these guys are crashing 20 large drones that are the size of a car, 3,000 pounds, not a half pound, 3,000 pounds. And do you think they're going to be flying those at the Super Bowl? I bet they are. And the other thing that I find troubling is when you go back and you look at these drones and who has the drones, the Bureau of Land Management, the good old BLM, our favorite people there, they have got a fleet of drones. Reapers and Predator drones. You know what they're doing? They're not necessarily going out there to assassinate people who protest their theft, but they are mapping out every last inch of territory because they're going to make it theirs. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as we've been mentioning, there is a report out by Defense One that Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has surprised lawmakers with new ISIS war powers request. They point out this came as a snow weekend surprise. His move to fast-track the measure surprised even his top deputy, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn, who was unaware that McConnell had set up the authorization. When asked by the National Journal yesterday morning, Cornyn said, he did? He did? I didn't know anything about that. They point out that this is not going to touch on the issue of what to do with the 2001 authorization for the use of military force. Maybe you knew about that. Maybe you didn't. We talked quite a bit about that when the NDAA Act, talking about indefinite detention by the military in war zones, was being put forth. Again, done on a time when most people are not paying attention. They say that was put out as a authorization to use force against those who had planned the 9/11 terrorist attacks. But that's not the way they've been using it, is it? They've been using it for everything. And, of course, the Obama administration has used it, he says, to attack ISIS. He says, I've got the authority to do that. I can stretch it that far. But it's going to be stretched even farther. They're going to remove any ambiguity. They're going to remove any limits related to time or geography when the president wants to use ground troops. You should be very concerned about this. You should be very concerned about the way this is being introduced as well. I want to go back to some technology issues because I think this is very key. We have to understand how they're coming after us. And as somebody who is an electrical engineer, I have a degree in electrical engineering. I did it for a few years. I always have been a big fan of technology. I always thought of technology as a liberating thing, especially the Internet. And it has been a liberating thing. But it is also something that is used in other ways to track and to enslave us. And when we look at the self-driving cars, when we look at the vehicle to infrastructure, which is going to be kidding us before we have self-driving cars and is going to be even more of a threat to our freedom because that's going to impose a control grid on us. You have to understand what they're about to do. As we look at these stories, we've had yet another car with self-driving add-on technology crashing. This is a Nissan Leaf. Crashing in San Francisco, it was equipped with aftermarket self-driving car technology. It was crashed, they say, by its human driver. Well, what happened was it was in autonomous driving mode. It started drifting left and right. It started weaving on the road. So at this point, he took control of the car, but he couldn't stop it. And it struck a parked Toyota Prius. There were no injuries. So you got a Leaf striking a Prius, only in San Francisco, folks. No muscle cars, no real cars. Anyway, sorry if you have one of those cars, but I'm not a big fan of them. They say this took place in January 8th in downtown San Francisco, and it shines a spotlight on the complex interface between humans and machines when it comes to driving a vehicle. No, you don't say. You don't say. Here's what's going to happen before that, though, folks. Forbes has an article about how will talking cars change our roads. And they say, you know, when we look at back at things, we just had the Detroit Auto Show. It's still going on. It ends this Sunday. That's the big hit, the centerpiece of the show. That is a self-driving car. And it's been that way with a lot of these technology shows throughout this year. This Consumer Electronics Show, the very beginning of the year, that was the centerpiece, self-driving car technology. And they say, well, you know, they're electric, they're smart, but they're not talking to other stuff. So it's the connectivity that they're focusing on, making the car part of the Internet of Things. And so one of the examples they have here is like, well, gee, you know, Ford just introduced a new feature so that you can control your home thermostat from your steering wheel. It's like, really? Is that something you're asking for? I mean, I drive behind people in Austin all the time, and I honestly think they might be trying to do that because they certainly aren't paying attention to what they're doing on the road, okay? We don't need that kind of distraction in our car to control your thermostat. Just wait till you get somewhere. You can find some gadget to do that with your phone when you're not driving. But they want to make it part of the Internet of Things. What does this mean? Well, think about the fact that in this article, they point out in a gee whiz kind of way, they say, well, you know, we'll be able to identify what's happening with the weather because if we notice that dozens of cars are turning on their windshield wipers, that'll be transmitted back to the government's weather service and they'll know that it's raining there. That'd be better than satellites. Remember, a couple of days ago, we had the Kit Daniels article about how at Davos, they were saying, you know, self-driving cars are going to give us more intelligence than drones and satellites. That's the kind of granularity they're talking about. They're going to be monitoring everything you do in your car, even turning on your windshield wiper, and reporting that to the government. That's what they mean by vehicle to infrastructure. When you drive down the road, your car is constantly going to be talking to the stoplights, to the weather service about what you're doing with your car. Everything that you do is going to be micromanaged. The insurance companies are going to be looking at how fast you're going. Of course, the police will as well. And they're going to use insurance and tickets to drive you out of the car. You won't be able to do it because they're going to micromanage and monitor everything you do, like the perpetual nanny in your – and I think what we need to seriously do – is we need to invoke the Third Amendment and say,
I don't want you in my car. I don't want you in my house. I don't want you in my computer. I don't want to pay to feed you bandwidth so you can spy on me, because I have to pay for the bandwidth at home on my computer. But I've got the government living in my computer, living in my home. We need to use the Third Amendment, perhaps, and say, in this cyberspace, we're not going to allow government police to live and feed off of us. Maybe this is the point at which we need to do this. But as one of these people who's selling the technology, of course, this is going to be something they project by 2020. That's only 4 years away, folks. They're going to make these mandates for vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure. They're going to make these mandates this year. In 4 years, they expect it to be a $46 billion industry. Those are mandates that are going to be put on your car, and you're going to be paying for that. They're going to be making a profit off of these mandates. That's why Detroit is pushing it. That's why they're so excited about it. It's a new profit center for them. And, of course, the government wants to make your car go away. They want you, if you're in a vehicle, they want it to be mass transit that they control. They want to track and tax you with everything they do. And as one of these guys talks about it, he says, as the technology spreads, equipped cars will become probes. That's his term, not mine. They'll become probes gathering and sharing data about you. See, when we see the technology being used, we need to back off and say, is this really what I want? And when we see Obama talking about smart guns, I want you to think about what's really involved with the technology. So I put together this report about smart guns. We ran it a couple of nights ago on the nightly news. We haven't played it on the radio yet. I want to play that report now about smart guns and what's really up with that.
At the Consumer Electronics Show, which just ended in Las Vegas, a vendor wanted to demonstrate his smart gun lock, saying it answers President Obama's call for a smart gun. But the Consumer Electronics Show wouldn't allow him to bring an unloaded gun into the show. Not even an imitation gun. Not even for Obama. And there's an important lesson in that. They really don't want better tech. They just want to get rid of guns out of fear and ignorance. We're going to look at why smart guns are a dumb idea. But first, consider the gun expert the Obama administration has enlisted as a smart gun salesman.
You know the single most consequential thing you can do to have no impact on the Second Amendment? Buy a smart gun.
Remember the last time Biden gave us gun advice?
She's asking if a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun. And I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use. And, in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Buy a smart gun.
Now he's back with more idiotic advice.
How does that make sense? What possible sense does that make?
To help push the idea of smart guns, mainstream media, from Fox News to CNN, turns to James Bond as an example.
Both the PPKS 9mm short. There's a microdermal sensor in the grip. It's been coded to your palm print so only you can fire it.
While having a gun that only authorized users can fire might sound like a great idea, Bond has lots of gadgets that, in the real world, would be impractical and prohibitively expensive to build. But Obama says the tech hurdles can be overcome.
If you are a gun owner, I would think that you would at least want a choice.
They don't want to be in a situation where, oh no, someone's coming through my front door, I've got to reboot my gun.
It's the reliability, stupid. Adding biometric or RFID sensors to a gun means adding multiple layers of new complicated technology that can go wrong.
The blinking red LED light means that you have 33% battery life left and you must change the batteries.
There weren't batteries that were small enough. There weren't chips that were reliable enough. There wasn't biometric technology that was good enough to recognize fingerprint IDs.
Guns are finely honed mechanical devices. They're rugged. They can withstand rough use. Smart guns will add electronics that can fail, can break, that will need a charged power source. And most importantly, they can be disabled by criminals or governments. This vulnerability and others will come from the software, which will also have bugs that will get worse with software updates, just like your phone. And there are other concerns. Any wireless coupling can decouple. It can have interference, or it can be hacked. And will you grip a biometric handle in the same way when you're under stress or under combat? So far, there's only been one attempt at a smart gun. The IP-1 from the German manufacturer Armatex.
The gun is implanted with an electronic chip that allows it to be fired only if the shooter is wearing a companion watch into which a PIN number has been entered.
It was only offered at a .22 caliber, but it cost $1,800, five times the cost of other .22s, and not offered in a self-defense caliber. But it had other problems. It took 7 push-button commands and 12 seconds before it could be fired. And it had 3 or 4 misfires per 11-round magazine, repeatedly. So, it's not good, it's not fast, it's not cheap, and it's laughably unreliable. Not even the gun grabbers in New Jersey could call it smart with a straight face. And that's important, because New Jersey has passed a law that once a smart gun exists in the market, only smart guns will be allowed to be sold in New Jersey. This is why gun users threatened a boycott of manufacturers like Smith & Wesson when they announced plans to work on a smart gun.
I don't exactly understand this, and maybe there will be somebody in the audience who explains it to me. Back in 1997, the CEO of Colt said, yeah, we can design or starting to develop guns where you can only use it if you've got a chip. A boycott was called against them, and they had to back off of developing that technology. The same with Smith & Wesson.
Smith & Wesson responded to the boycott by canceling smart gun research and firing the CEO that proposed it. So users are not asking for smart guns. As a matter of fact, they strongly don't want them. So what does Obama do? He will use his unlimited Federal Reserves to build one and shove it down our throats. Obama likes to compare smart guns to cell phones.
I didn't bring my cell phone with me, but my cell phone, like yours, I just put my thumbprint on. Well, why can't you do that for a gun?
The cell phone analogy goes beyond biometric locks. The government has the capability to shut down all cell phones in an area or selectively turn off their cameras, although they haven't used that capability yet. And they want the ability to track and disable your gun, even if it still works with all the added technology bells and whistles.
If there's an app that can help us find a missing tablet, if we can do it for your iPad, there's no reason we can't do it with a stolen gun.
Here's the bottom line. If you let someone get close enough to take your gun away, you're not doing it right. If you let children get access to your guns, you're not doing it right. We need smart people who control their guns, not smart guns controlled by government. We need better training and education, not unaffordable, unreliable weapons that can be disabled by the government. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight. All right, again, you can see that at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. I want to tell you that we've got a special that is ending today, Survival Shield X2 Super Male Vitality. Both of those are available at 15% off. Today is the very last day of that sale. You can find that at InfoWars.com. And as you're looking at Snowmageddon going across Washington, consider the fact that you never really know when catastrophe is going to strike. You need to be prepared. You need to stock up in advance. That's what we've been telling people all along. Look at the products that we have at InfoWars Select. Make sure that you've got at least food on your shelf, because right now, for the people in Washington, if they didn't prepare in advance, they're not going to get any food off of the store shelves. They can't even get to the store. And as I mentioned yesterday, I ran into that same situation in Buffalo, New York, of all places. It was a snowstorm, and you would think people in Buffalo, New York, we have some of the heaviest snow anywhere in the country, they would be prepared for it. But back in 2000, around Thanksgiving, we were going through there, and the snow fell in a record it wasn't a record snowfall, but it was the most snow they'd had in a 24-hour period. It fell so quickly that people got trapped on the street. Most of the people there are assuming that the government is going to keep the roads cleared for them, and they don't have to worry about providing for themselves a four-wheel drive. Most of them had little tiny cars. We were heading north. I had an SUV that could go through the snow because I was expecting to see that. They were expecting, however, that the government was going to take care of them. Many of them got their cars stranded, just like they did in Washington with 1 inch of snow.
some of the people in Washington after sitting for 5 hours with nothing moving. And presumably what happened was people had wrecks, and then other people got tired of sitting there in their car, and after 5 hours they just turned the car off and walked. That was the kind of thing we were seeing in Buffalo. And the people in Buffalo were stranded for days in retail areas, many of them, because they were relying on government to provide protection for them, to keep the roads cleared. And even in Buffalo, you can't always count on the government to keep the roads clear of snow. You have unexpected situations that arise. I mean, it wasn't that they were doing a bad job of clearing the snow, but they couldn't clear the snow at that point because you had all these parked cars all over the place, so they couldn't get the snow plows through. That's what made it last for so long. So, bottom line, make sure you have taken efforts to protect yourself, to store up the essentials that you need. One of the things that you need are is food, and, of course, you can find that at InfoWars Select. And, again, we have a sale on Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and Super Male Vitality ends today, 15% off. Now, we're going to play a report from Rex Jones when we come back after the break. In the short amount of time that we've got left, I want to quickly talk about what's going on with National Review. One of the things that really concerned me about this is that when they get so concerned about one candidate in the presidential race, that they will devote an entire issue to trying to take him down. Do you realize what's going on here? It's a trap that we all fall into. But it's especially true of people who are highly partisan in the Republican and Democrat parties, highly partisan conservatives and liberals who put so much at stake on the party itself. It's the cult of the omnipotent president that they're really trying to sell you here. They want to tell you that all the problems that we have in America are because Barack Obama is in power, and that if we get the right guy in office, everything will be solved. No, the problems are very systemic. As I was pointing out the problems of the bureaucracy earlier, think about the bureaucracy. It's not just the Supreme Court that has a lifetime appointment. It's these bureaucrats. It basically takes an act of Congress to fire any of them. And when they distract you about what you can do at the local level, that's what's really dangerous. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with a report by Rex Jones about what it's like to grow up under the TSA's groping hands.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Recently, I saw a video of 10-year-old Vandella Payne, who was given a repetitive full-body pat-down, which scared the girl and disgusted her father. Her father taped the incident and later posted the video on YouTube as he was outraged by the egregious and overreaching government behavior. The TSA claims that the pat-down was necessary when they noticed the threatening juice box that she had in her backpack. She was patted down multiple times to make sure that her and her threatening juice box were not terroristic sympathizers. Meanwhile, the TSA was allowing thousands of illegal immigrants to fly in from Mexico without a travel visa or passport. Here's what the Judicial Watch said about these incidents in July of 2014. To ease the load, the Obama administration is transferring the UACs, more than 53,000 by the government's count, to other parts of the country, including Florida, Nebraska, and Massachusetts. Apparently, a large number of UACs are being transported to their new destination on airplanes. Most don't have a valid identification and are being allowed to board aircrafts with just a slip of paper. And on top of that, we have hundreds of thousands of Middle Eastern refugees seeking asylum in the U.S. And all the heads of the FBI, National Counterterrorism Organization, and Homeland Security have all admitted under oath that their agencies do not have the capability to properly vet the refugees.
We don't have the systems in place on the ground to collect the information to vet. That would be the concern.
Yes, I think that's the challenge we're all talking about, is that we can only query against that which we have collected. You can't account for what you don't know, and that goes to the intelligence deficit that I think is embedded in your question.
We may have somebody who comes to us and is simply not on our radar for any discernible reason. And there may also be the possibility that somebody decides to do something bad after they've been admitted through the process.
Even the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan agrees with Donald Trump's statement on not taking Muslims into the U.S. until a proper vetting process is established.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
So when Mr. Trump said, we can't allow these Muslims, refugees, into America. Now, a lot of people were upset with him, but I know, sir, that the hatred for America in the Muslim world. So in this way, Mr. Trump, I think, is wise to vet anyone coming from that area into America, because the hatred for America is in the streets now.
Finally, our southern border is wide open for people and illegal drugs to pour into this country. InfoWars reporters have documented that our border patrol is busing illegals across the country, and border ranchers have found Muslim prayer rugs, English to Arabic dictionaries, and even Middle Eastern money, which proves that we are under an invasion of epic proportions. Going back to the TSA, they want to end the process of opting out of naked body scanners, and they are finally implementing the national ID card to fly, which will make the driver's license of some states not a valid ID to board a plane. Our country is literally locking all the internal doors while leaving the outside doors wide open to and practically inviting terrorists to come in and wreak havoc on our great country. And what is this doing to people my age, who've always known the TSA draconian Fourth Amendment violating practices? We think this type of international checkpoint behavior is normal and to be expected at every large event. Our roads, bus stations, trade stations, and airports are becoming East German Stasi prison staging centers. This is not the country that our founding fathers envisioned, and I will tell you with three quotes proving this. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And when the government fears the people, there is liberty. Thomas Jefferson. Any society that would give up a little liberty to gain a little security would deserve neither and lose both. Ben Franklin. Make yourself cheap and the wolves will eat you. Benjamin Franklin. We need to go back to what our founding fathers envisioned before the TSA filling up 10-year-old girls becomes an art form. This is Rex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com and the InfoWars Not On News.
Excellent report by Rex Jones, The Next Generation, what it's like to grow up in the grasp of the TSA. Join us tonight. Jakari Jackson is going to be doing the nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, the radio program will be back on Sunday at 4 Central.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNLive.com today.